What an asshole!
Podcasting from Bass Hole Studios in Hollywood, California.
Yo, what time is it?
You're listening to I'm a Bass Hole with Doug Bass. We've all been one.
He's an asshole.
So let's laugh about it. Now, here's your host, Doug Bass.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Bass Hole Podcast. I'm Doug Bass. Thanks for joining us, as always. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube at Bass Hole Show and on Instagram, Bass Hole Show. Subscribe to the actual podcast on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast fix. We got a great show today. Our guest is in the studio today. It's comedian Katie Bingle. We're going to jump right in because I don't really know much about her, but I know she's cool and she's here. So let's jump in. Katie Bingle on the Bass Hole Show today. How you doing, Katie? How's it going?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Yeah. It's good to see you.
I'm so excited.
You excited?
Yeah, I'm pumped. I'm really excited.
Oh, good. All right. Sometimes people are like, they don't want to come on the show. Like, they do, but they don't, kind of, you know? I haven't been an asshole, really, so I don't want to, you know, talk about that. But it's more than that. It's, you know, we get to know, you know, the guests and stuff like that. Because you did the live show.
Mm-hmm.
Was it last month, I think?
Last month.
And that's always fun, but it's so different because I don't get to really, talk to the mm-hmm. comedians or the guests on the show, where this is like stretched out, where we have time to kind of like get to know each other, interview you.
Yeah, and like connect.
Yeah, exactly. All that good stuff. So welcome. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you. I know
it's raining here in LA again. We do this like every Monday, and mm-hmm. it's been raining every Monday like the past 3 weeks.
Really?
We've been doing this. So like everyone's been coming over and like they're like soaked and gross, and you know, I put my dogs away when I do this, but like they're like a mess and everything.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's sunny soon. I don't know. Sorry. I gotta drink something. So you're a comedian. That's how mm-hmm. I know you mm-hmm. from comedy shows, the improv, open mics, all that good, all Hollywood comedy.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
The bar at the improv.
The bar. Probably. Yeah. The bar at the improv is where I meet a lot of people.
me going there. I'm
now, there. Now you're like kind of a regular there now, mm-hmm. I would say, right?
Yeah.
When did you start going hanging out there more, like more often? Was it like recently?
No, it was probably a year ago.
A year ago. Okay.
Yeah. All right. A year ago, I started to take comedy more seriously.
Yeah.
And I figured like a good way to network is just like to show up.
Yeah,
you know?
No, totally.
Like
yeah.
you have to be there and like people to see you and everything. And I'm kind of shy a little bit.
Are you shy?
Yeah, just slightly. Like yeah. right when I'm meeting new people.
I am too. I'm like an introvert extrovert. Kind
yes.
of person.
Yeah, I feel
so
the same.
It takes a while for me to like warm up to people and stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I get that. You know, I'm not the type of comedian. Like a lot of them are just always on or mm-hmm. always like talking or doing bits or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, if I want to talk to you, I'll go out of my way to like figure it out.
You're normal
is another way of putting it. Yeah, for sure. All right. So you're a comedian, but aren't you also like a writer's assistant?
Were you looking at my LinkedIn?
I'm looking at your LinkedIn right now. I'm looking at it because I was like, I gotta find. I remember. I think you told me that at one point too, but I was like,
Yeah.
I was trying to do some research before you came in today. But yeah. Is that true?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
No,
okay. All right.
I was for a little bit, and that was even like a little exaggerated.
So. Exaggerated. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then I won't pay attention to your LinkedIn. But are you an actress too?
No, I'm
no,
not.
You're not. Okay, mm-hmm. I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure. Just stand up. Okay,
mm-hmm.
but you had like a film interest and background, like writing and stuff like that. Is like what is your ultimate goal? You want to be a stand up comedian or mm-hmm. like a writer or like
no?
Where
yeah.
do you see yourself going?
I mean, like the ultimate goal I've always said is like I want to be a Weekend Update anchor on SNL.
Okay, all right, yeah that's a good goal.
Yeah, because yeah. I want to like perform, but like perform as myself.
Yes, and write material, yeah. write jokes, yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Yeah.
yeah.
Well, it's good to have like a direct, you know, like goal kind of like that. You know?
Yeah.
SNL is always a mainstream for a lot of people when they come here, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I definitely had that vision at one point as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then it strays a little bit. But but no, it's a good goal to have because like that show is about to turn 50, I think, next year.
Yeah,
50
I think
years.
So. Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like
a long time.
And I hope it's still here for another 50. So, you know.
Wouldn't that be wild?
Do you watch it every week?
Not every week. No, yeah. I don't have cable and okay. I don't have all the subscriptions.
Yeah, yeah.
To
yeah,
every
yeah.
Network,
I mean, I used to watch it all the time, like religiously.
Yeah.
And now.
Same.
And now I don't really like. Oh, I'll watch like I just watched Shane Gillis because that was a big deal.
Oh yeah,
I didn't watch the whole thing. I just watched the monologue and then I watched like two sketches that he did. So like, I feel like everything is online like the next day anyway. So yeah. Like at least you'll see everything that week that is funny or worthwhile seeing. So,
yeah. And if you have the SNL app, it shows you like.
Oh, there's an app. I didn't even know there was an SNL
app.
Yeah,
you can watch like the full episode.
Wow, so that's how old I am. I don't even know if there was an SNL app.
It's not very updated anyway. So no, they made it once and they never touched it again.
Yeah. All right. So a writer's assistant, you did that for a while. Did you like doing that?
Yeah, that was fine.
Yeah.
It was at an advertising agency, so it wasn't like TV directly. But like that was. But that it's was like an okay job.
It's like an insight into like the creative / ad world. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a high chair, in a way. Like it was like you're right up front, but like it was also over Zoom the entire time. It was a completely remote job.
Oh, it was remote? Oh, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, like the job itself hated it, did not love it, and they hated me back. So it was really? Kind of nice. Yeah. Oh my God, they hated me so bad.
How could they hate you back? What are you? You're so pleasant.
Thank you. Tell her that. Yeah, no.
Those jobs, I mean, my first job when I came to LA was similar. I worked for a literary manager at a talent management company.
Yeah.
I
did that too for a little bit.
Yeah, I did that for like almost 4 years.
Wow.
And then it came to the point where it was like, do you want to be a manager or like, what do you want to do? You know what I mean? So it's like, I could have went that route and been a manager, but I was like, I was always on the creative side. So I was like, I didn't really want to be a manager, but it was cool to like, you know, learn it and like meet a lot of people and read a lot of scripts and just kind of see how that works, you know? So
it's a very intricate industry.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot but it behind was, the scenes.
But it was like, you know, such low pay, long hours, weekend reading. Yeah. It was like, what am I doing? Like, you know,
no, this overtime is
like,
pay.
No overtime. It was like such a waste of. I mean, at a point, it's like, how am I surviving on $400 a week or whatever?
Oh my God!
This was like in 2005, maybe or something like that.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, a long time ago. But still, it's like I remember like working there and then having to bartend like at night, just to like afford. You know, stuff or whatever. It was
people
crazy.
Still do that now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, agents' assistants, like they're still getting paid.
They take advantage. I mean, I hope it's gotten better because, like, there was a thing for a while where it was like they're so low paid, like, you know, for these jobs. And it's like they're literally assistants, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like,
but they do so much.
They do so much. And like, I don't know, like it was like, I guess I was like salary at the time, but it was like,
oh, that's tough.
But it's like a very low salary.
Yeah.
You know?
And they work you so
and
crazy.
They work you so hard. Yeah. And like, I think they may do hourly now or something.
They do, yeah.
Because it's like...
It's still low hourly.
It's still low hourly, but it's like, yeah, okay, if we're working 9 to... It used to be like 9 to 7, 9 to 6, something like that, you know?
No, it's like truly a 24/7 job.
Yeah.
Like, they give you the set hours. Like, that's the hours that you're in office. But you're still working beyond that on the weekends, too.
Oh, yeah,
like, you're available 24/7.
You go to events, you go to...
You answer emails, you deal with travel, all this stuff. Like, especially if you're a talent assistant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, talent assistant or... Yeah, like a personal assistant that kind of stuff. It's a lot. Yeah, it's you know, I dabble in some assistant stuff, but it's like I'm at least kind of like not like tied to the board with, you know, like that kind of stuff. So it's it's like mostly animal related. So.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, that's fine. That's, that's a good assistant.
It's good. Yeah, I mean, you know, it goes to that kind of thing is easier. So, but when you're at a computer all day and you're not working on your own creative stuff,
draining.
It's a nightmare. Yeah. Yeah, and then you don't want to do anything when you get home.
No, because you just stared at an LED screen for a 10-hour
straight.
Right,
exactly.
And you just were just berated by your boss.
It's a nightmare.
It's annoying.
Yeah, but it's a good, it's like you're young, so it's like it's a good thing to kind of try out when you get here, I think.
Yeah, and it gives you good structure, and like you learn a lot about Hollywood and like what the expectation is and like what you kind of want.
Yeah,
you know?
That's cool. Now you're from, where are you from? Are you from Indiana?
No, that's where I went to school, college.
Where are you from originally?
Texas originally.
Texas?
Mm-hmm.
All right, where in Texas?
San Antonio.
All right. Everyone's from Texas. I know it.
Like, seems like
I meet everyone that's moved from Texas to here.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot of people, a lot of Texans.
Great migration.
Yeah. Did you like growing up in Texas, San Antonio?
I loved it. Yeah, I really loved it. I always say, like, people shit on Texas a lot, and, like, rightfully so. There's, like, some bad parts about it. But growing up, it's amazing.
Texas,
and San Antonio was, like, a really family-friendly city. Like, everyone raises their kids there.
Who else? Someone else from San Antonio. Jessica Alanese is from San Antonio, I think. Yeah, because I was talking to her about that, too, I think. Yeah, she's from there.
Oh.
Yeah, I've only been to Austin, so I don't really know Texas that well.
Yeah.
But I want to kind of go explore.
There's so much.
Yeah,
there's so much to it.
And how long have you lived in LA now? When did you move here?
2019.
Okay, So right before pandemic.
Yeah, June 2019, yeah. I touched down.
So were you like excited and then it was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, nobody saw it coming, obviously. Yeah, exactly. So it was just like, what the hell's going on?
Well, a lot of people left and went back home. Like, yeah. But you stayed the whole time.
I stayed the whole time. Good. I went home for like a month.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad had a big birthday that year. Mm-hmm. We all wanted to do this like big surprise party for him.
Right.
Us, like the five of us, like our core family.
Yeah.
So I went home just for the month, just to be safe about it and everything. Right, my parents are slightly older, so like just to be cautious.
That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, there was nothing going on here. It was like,
everyone was fired.
I know people that like full on moved, like back to work, like picked up all their stuff and moved.
I don't know why.
And then they came back. Yeah. Like, and it was like,
dumb.
I was like, that's a lot of, like, that was a lot, but I don't know what they did, wherever they were from, or like, I don't know, because there was no work anywhere, really.
No,
but it was like,
not at all.
It was like, you know, it, like, there was the rent thing here where you could kind of like pay it, like, later if you needed to.
It was so cheap here.
It was cheap, yeah.
You should have moved during COVID, honestly.
I did move during COVID.
You did?
I moved in here, like, at the end of, like the middle tail end of COVID, I guess.
Like 2020? I moved during 2020.
It was 2021 I moved, but it was like, November or December, Christmas time or something like that. So it was like the tail end of COVID where like, no one really moved back here yet, or like it was like the prices were still like they were like trying to beg people to come like rent places or whatever. Because then I moved in here, and then like after like 6 or 8 months, like then everything blew back up like rent wise and stuff. You know, it was like crazy. Yeah.
Did your rent get raised this year? Mine did.
No, knock on wood.
No,
this place hasn't raised my rents. I've been here 2 years now.
Oh, that's so lucky.
And they haven't raised my rent.
Is it rent control?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's not technically West Hollywood. But it's,
What is that?
I don't know. They just haven't done it. So that's not so complaining. Weird. But when they raise the rent, it sucks, right? Because then you're like, oh, like now you got a fourth job.
Literally, I have three right now.
So you said you have three jobs. Yeah. Right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot, right?
Yeah, it is a lot. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Always. But it's fun. I'm happy
to be here. Are they remote?
No, that would be amazing.
Nothing's remote.
Right? No, nothing's remote anymore. Yeah. No, I'm a personal assistant to three people. Like one of them is a couple, so like two clients essentially.
Okay.
And then I have a part-time restaurant job.
Oh, cool. All right. Mm-hmm. Very cool. All right. Yeah. That's cool. Do you like working in the restaurant stuff?
I do.
I mean, I bartend at the Improv. That's how we've kind of met. But yeah.
Yeah, it was.
It's not bad. I mean, it depends on like I guess where you work or.
Mm-hmm.
The clientele that you're dealing with, I think.
Yeah, mine was kind of a rocky start and a really awful manager. I actually got him fired, so I was pretty proud of that.
One of those guys.
literally hired me just to harass me. That's horrible. You have to go. Yeah.
Well, good. Okay. I'm glad you got rid of him. Mm-hmm. That's good. So now it's a safe work environment, hopefully.
Yeah, slightly.
Yeah. That's annoying. Yeah, there's like so much of that in the restaurant industry.
It's so common.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Even at like, I mean, I'm not gonna talk about this on here, but like even more.
No, go ahead.
The problem with this podcast is I get too comfortable and I start talking about stuff. I'm like, oh wait, I shouldn't say that. I mean, depending on where you work, it's like, oh yeah, like things slide by sometimes, and you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So you gotta take it into your own hands, which.
Yeah, I mean, like, some stuff is so minor, and, you know, like, we're comedians, so, like, we don't get offended super easily, but some things are just out of pocket, over the line.
Exactly, yeah. So you went to school in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
I loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had a really good college experience, and it was great. I met some of my, best friends there, and it was weird because, like, I didn't have any school spirit, so I didn't go to any of the games.
Was it Indiana University? Is it big football school?
Basketball. Huge basketball school. Never went to a single game.
But you never went once?
No, didn't care.
Really?
Yeah.
And all your friends were, like, going? And,
Yeah.
So what did you do when they went? Did you just stay in the dorm? What'd you do?
Yeah, essentially, I don't know. I, like, just hung out with the other friends who, didn't care as much.
Right.
And, like, I also wasn't into sorority life or, like, I wasn't a huge
party. No sorority, no parties, no drinking.
No, I definitely drank.
Definitely drank.
But I just like did it elsewhere. Not at the games.
Not at the games.
Yeah.
In the dorms or a bar. Or
exactly.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. Now, did you play sports as a kid ever? Or were you ever into sports?
No, I'm not very athletic. Me neither. I
played baseball for a little while, but like,
yeah,
I was never good. So I was like, whatever, you know.
I did track in college. Just kidding. Not college at all. It was in high school.
Really?
And I didn't even run. I was a thrower, if you could believe.
Like
shot put and discus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to do that. I tried track once in high school and I'm a horrible runner.
Same.
I didn't know this at the time. I was always like last, and it wasn't because I was like fat or like out of shape as a kid or whatever, but it was like, years later, I was like, I have flat feet.
Yeah.
I have entirely now it gives me problems. Like, cause I'm like,
oh really?
Cause I like my ankle hurts and stuff. Like,
oh,
I have no arch in my foot whatsoever. And I was like, yeah, that's why you shouldn't be running. Like the doctor would tell me, like, you can't run. Like, I can't do the treadmill.
You're
like, I wouldn't be able to go to like the military or the army or whatever.
Never.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, I didn't know that at first. You know, I just thought my feet were normal. And that's why I was like a horrible runner and slow or whatever. I was like,
I just can't run. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you chase me, you'll catch me.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
I can't. Yeah. It's like, exactly. It's, I don't know. It's not healthy for you either.
No.
Like your limbs.
No, long-term
your
effects.
Bones. Yeah.
You're fucked.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so no sports in high school or college. Now, did you try any comedy in college or high school or anything? Did you ever act in high school or did you perform anything?
Yeah, I mean, so I made a big move in middle school right when I was 13 going into eighth grade. We moved from Texas to Michigan.
Okay.
And like at that time, I was a 13-year-old girl. I like had no confidence, and any confidence I did had, I just lost it when I moved.
So you moved at 13 from San Antonio to Michigan.
Detroit, yeah.
Okay. Now was your parents got new jobs or whatever?
Yeah,
or,
my dad worked in PR, so he got a job at.
Were you upset when you moved as a 13-year-old?
Yeah.
That's gonna be hard. I would think.
Yeah.
I always thought that like when I didn't move like you know during at all. My parents still live in my hometown in New Jersey or whatever, but. Yeah, I knew like friends that like moved at like freshman year in high school, or someone moved at like senior year. I was like, oh, that's fucked.
That's terrible.
Yeah, like stuff like that. Like it kind of like fucks them up a little bit.
Yeah,
like, for like not forever, but like you know, I mean, it's like you got to start over. You have new friends, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it changed my life forever.
Yeah.
And like in good ways and bad ways for sure.
Right.
But I was in theater a lot, like in Texas, and I loved that. I loved like performing on stage. But then as soon as I moved, I don't know, I just like, I didn't know anybody and I wasn't comfortable.
Right.
And I kind of stayed in that uncomfortable state for a really long time.
Yeah.
So in college, I didn't really try comedy. I was writing a lot. Like that's kind of what I turned to. So I couldn't really perform. So I just would write all the time.
Right.
And I just kind of kept that to myself. I didn't really share it with anybody.
Yeah. Now, did you write like scripts and stuff like that? Have you written like scripts, screenplays, that kind of stuff? Yeah.
Yeah. A couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really liked writing in college.
Is that something you want to try to excel at here, like try to sell script or something like that?
Yeah. I have an idea for a TV pilot. That's nice. I like TV more than film, so I want to like do like the short term things.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, so I want to try that.
That's
out.
That's great. Yeah, yeah. So how'd you like living in Michigan?
Oh, I hated it. It was
really?
The worst time of my life. Yeah, I wanted to die. Like,
so you did all high school there.
Eighth grade and high school.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Yeah. Actually, like the second day right after our high school graduation, we moved again, and it was the best day of my life.
After high school graduation, where'd you move to then?
North Carolina.
All right, so like three moves as a young adolescent.
Yeah. And then going to Indiana.
Yeah.
And then here.
So that's rough. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, do you keep in touch with like friends from San Antonio, Michigan, all over?
Michigan for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have like one really great best friend that like we're locked in for life. Love him so much. Shout
that's
out to
great.
Him. But then in Texas, not as much. Like on social media.
Yeah.
Like I grew up like right around the age where like Instagram just came out and Facebook. Oh, Facebook was huge in Texas at the time.
Facebook?
Yeah. Facebook had just come out.
That's so crazy.
All on it.
I remember. Well, because like Facebook started as like a college thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I remember, I think I was working at that management company. When it came around.
Oh, yeah?
This is how old I am. I don't even know how old you are. But I mean, I'm 43, so I'm not that old. But,
no.
But, yeah, I mean, Facebook, like, I remember, like, if you didn't go to Harvard or something, you couldn't be on it at first.
Is that right?
Yeah, like, it's
like
well,
limits?
It started out there. And then,
yeah.
Like, because I don't know if you saw the social network movie or whatever.
Yeah.
But, eventually they opened it up to, like, everyone. But I think at first it was just, like, you had to have, like, a Harvard email address or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Assholes.
Or it was just for college kids or something.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
That's what it was. College kids, and then they opened it up to, like, everyone.
Yeah.
But I remember hearing about it and being like, oh, that sounds cool. I'm like, I don't have my college email anymore. You know, like,
yeah.
I got rid of it.
So you couldn't join.
It's like, oh, damn. Missed out on all the cool shit.
Well, the 13-year-olds were on it, and we were having a great time.
That's cool, yeah. I mean, I was, like, a MySpace era.
Yeah. I wasn't allowed on. I was too young for it.
You were too young for that.
Yeah, but my older sisters were on it.
Really?
Not me.
Yeah, see, I remember going on that when I first moved out here. And that's how I met a lot of people, actually, on MySpace.
Yeah?
Because it was before, you know, the apps, Tinder, and any of that stuff. It was like MySpace and just kind of hanging around and meeting people at bars or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But I remember MySpace was kind of like... I met a couple good friends off of there, like in LA at first.
It's kind of like a hostile website. Like you could like rank your friends and everything. I remember that.
Oh yeah, it was like a top 10.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the website still exists, but like I don't know, like
top
10 And then like, yeah, I remember like, yeah, I remember there were like arguments like, oh, why aren't I in your top 10 or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, you're down a space. Like, yeah. What is that about? Yeah.
And then like people would just be like, well, I'm switching it up. Like, you know, it's kind of like you're switching your profile photo or whatever.
Right. Whatever excuse you have for it.
Yeah, that's funny. I didn't think about that. MySpace. Yeah. That's hysterical. And then there was Tom, the guy.
Everyone's friend.
He always had the same picture where it was like him like looking over his shoulder or whatever.
At the whiteboard or something.
Yeah. It's so funny. And he never changed it. It was like, that's pretty funny. Ah, back in the day. This is like,
Social media now.
I feel old. No. Yeah, MySpace old. That's how old I feel. Remember MySpace? Oh, man. All right, so it's writing scripts is something you're going to do, and you're currently doing. Mm-hmm. Now, stand-up comedy, you host a show at the Hollywood Comedy called Hot Girl Hour, is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Hot Girl Hour. Yeah. That's a great name.
Thank you.
Hot Girl Hour, because it, like, it's just a bunch of hot girl, like yourself, and then other hot comedians performing. Is that the requirement?
Yeah.
Hot and funny?
Well, you don't have to be hot. You have to be funny.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, like, you know, everyone's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love everybody, and everyone's a gorgeous girl, you know.
But it's all women, though, right?
Most of the time.
Okay.
Yeah, there's always, like, a few men in the crowd. Like, they're not in the crowd, on the lineup. Oh,
okay,
like, Dan King. Do you know Dan King?
I think so.
He is our resident hot girl.
A resident hot girl. Okay,
yeah, right. he's a permanent regular on the show. He's there to headline every show.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. You give him like a staple standard spot.
Yeah. And like everyone feeds into it. It's like really fun. Like I don't even know, slutty energy. Where it's like we're all sluts and you're a hottie. Like, you know.
What does that mean when you're we're all sluts? Like,
yeah,
you guys
I
just
don't know. Think, it's just like high energy, bubbly energy. I'm happy to be here, slut. You know, like, and everyone.
Now is that
it.
A good thing when girls call each other slut, or is it just like sarcastic?
I think it's like sarcastic, but we're all in on the joke.
Okay, all right. They have to be in on it.
Because
it's like the way you deliver it, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
because like
God,
it can just
like
if you hate the person, you're just like, she's a slut.
Yeah, you can just be like whore. You
right,
know,
right,
like
right.
It's,
then
it's
like wait, is she being real?
You know,
like,
yeah, you have to do the shoulder pop and like a big smile.
Because that's like such a high school thing. I feel like right,
yeah.
like
yeah, yeah.
oh my god, she made out with this guy.
Yeah,
you know,
like you bitch, like shit like that.
right. Because it's like it's interesting. Because like I don't know the Mean Girls movie era. Like they touch on that kind of stuff. I feel like I didn't see the new one that came out, but
it's bad.
Is it bad?
It's real bad.
You've seen the original, right?
Yeah. The original is a masterpiece. This one is so bad.
It's bad, really.
Yeah.
I wanted to go see it.
Don't.
Just watch the original.
Yeah, if it comes out on streaming, sure. But
that's
like,
crazy
don't.
To me. Well, first of all, I was confused because I was like, oh, they rebooted this? And then I was like, but then I realized it's the musical, right?
The Broadway musical,
and then they turned that into this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why they just didn't say Mean Girls the musical.
That's exactly what I said.
Right.
I was so upset about it.
I just thought it was a reboot. And then when I watched the trailer for the first time, I was like, oh, this new girl is like the Lindsay Lohan character, the Katie or whatever. Like I was like, oh, they're using the same name. Oh wait, I'm like, so it's just a reboot. I was like, there's a reboot. I was like, and the first one was good, and there was no reason to reboot it.
No.
So yeah, like why didn't they just do Mean Girls the musical?
Yeah, it should have been just titled Mean Girls the musical.
That's crazy.
They made poor casting choices. I think the acting was bad, and like the songs just like didn't flow naturally.
Yeah, and it was Tina Fey helming this thing, which is crazy. I don't know. That's so disappointing.
It's not fun. It was not good.
Because that's where we're at now. I just assumed it was a reboot, and I don't know when the original Mean Girls came out, but if we're rebooting things 15 years after they're made, then
there's no point.
I don't know what.
I mean, like, the styles are changing, and, like, it just doesn't make any sense.
I get it. Like, there's technology now.
Yeah.
Whatever, but, like,
it's just not enjoyable.
It's like them remaking The Hangover, like in 2 years.
Oh, you can't.
You know what I mean?
It's just one and done.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And even that had like 4 sequels afterwards.
Yeah,
you
know? There
like,
was too many. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's. I mean, that's the problem with movies. I mean, I love movies. I mean, I know you said TV. You like TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like TV too. I mean, but I just grew up on so many movies. My first love, because like, I've also dabbled in like making short films and directing and stuff like that.
Yeah?
But my first, I mean, I fell in love with movies like first. And then obviously TV got better than movies, you know, in the 2000s, I guess, late 90s, whatever.
Yeah. I
don't know. But now, I don't know. Now I find, I like watching TV, but it's like finding the time to watch all this stuff is my problem.
There's a lot.
There's too much.
It's a lot.
There's too much
there.
Stuff. I like going to the movie theater.
Yeah.
I don't know if you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I like going there because I'm like, oh, okay, this is 2 hours. I'm committing for 2 hours. I'm sitting here. I'm not on my phone. There's not someone at the door, whatever. You know, I'm focused. I'm locked in to watching this thing.
You paid to be there.
I paid to be here. I'm going to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
At home with the TV shows, it's like, I'll put something on, then I'll come over here and work on the podcast. You know, it's like I get so distracted with like just watching stuff at home. It's bad. Unless there's someone here sitting with me watching it.
Yeah.
That's like, no, we're watching this. I'm like, okay, all right. You know, like.
And even then my phone rings or whatever. Right. And I'm like, oh, one sec. You know, like, what happened?
I gotta go to the bathroom. Wanna pause it?
No,
you didn't see it. That's all right. I'll figure it out.
Like, yeah. Like, right. Rewind. No,
that's become for me. Yeah. I'm just like, all right. That's why I like the theater. I like the quiet, like.
Yeah.
No one bothering you and sitting there and doing it.
Have you ever been bothered in the movie theater, like talking or whatever?
Oh yeah, there is times where, you know, you go to that annoying screening of something and there is like the people in front of you talking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a little less of that in LA, I think, because everyone respects cinema.
Yeah, people get it.
But still, if you go to like the cheap night, like I've got like Tuesday at AMC, it's like $5 a movie. That's where everyone is like talking and disrespectful, I think, because it's like cheap.
Yeah.
But if you pay like, you know, $25, people are like,
can you believe that?
Yeah, it's crazy.
$25 for a ticket.
I know.
That's insane.
I know. I signed up for the AMC pass thing for a while where it was like $23 a month and you can go as many times as you want. And for a while I was going, and then I was like, then I didn't go for like 3 months, and I was like, oh, this is a waste of money.
Yeah.
Right. I was like, I at least have to go twice a month to make it worth it, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's like, and then I'll just go by myself sometimes because I'm just like,
yeah.
Because I'm like, I like going to movies by myself. I don't mind.
Oh, that rocks.
You do that?
That's like a great, Oh yeah. I love doing things by myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, this city is a very by yourself city for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I think it's like, it's very, I don't know if you've been to New York.
Yeah.
So like it's very different, obviously. But here it's like it can get lonely real quick if you're not like actively going out and like making yourself present, like in groups or finding people to do things with or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Because everyone's so spread out and in their own world. And doing
it's hard to coordinate.
It is,
everyone's
right?
Everyone's busy. Everyone has things to do or dates.
It's a horrible city to coordinate something.
Oh, yeah. No,
I'm on a group chat. We're trying to do, like, brunch, like, with people I work with or whatever. Yeah,
you're not doing
it's
that.
Going back and forth. Like, I'm like, it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen.
No, not at all.
It's like
6 months from now.
6 months from now, maybe. Yeah, yeah. But it's like L.A. comes down to, like, you know, like where do you live? Like how far away are we from each other? You know?
Yeah, I'm not going to Venice.
No. What's everyone's schedule?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was a big fan. When I first moved here, I would drive all over the place.
Just to familiarize yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. I have like a tickle in my throat. I'm just crying about the movies.
we could take a break if you want.
Okay.
I'll edit this part out. No, it's fine. I know. My throat was all like scratchy too before. I'm just going to do that so I know where to put it.
Oh, my God. Of course this would happen. I'm so sorry.
We're not live. It's cool.
Oh, I thought we were.
No,
oh, my God.
Oh, no, no.
Okay, great.
No, I didn't do live today.
Okay, great.
Sometimes we do. Sometimes we go, like, live on Instagram or whatever.
Yeah, no, I see them all the time.
Yeah, but I was like, I don't know. I'll do it if there's, like, three people here. Maybe we'll do it, and that will get, because it's a little more, like, crazy.
Yeah.
All right, let's see where we're at now. So LA can be lonely. You got to force yourself to like go do things.
Drive around the city.
Drive around.
I did
the city.
That too. I love that.
Yeah,
it was really I mean, like, in LA is so big, and there's so many different things to see.
Mm-hmm.
Like scenery changes all the time, like all the neighborhoods and stuff. And it's a nice thing to do, especially if you have no friends.
What's your favorite part of town?
Ooh, I don't know. I love my neighborhood. I'm really close to Koreatown. I'm in East Hollywood.
Yeah. So Koreatown's got a lot of great restaurants.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I love the spot that I'm at because I'm right dead center between West Hollywood and Koreatown.
Nice.
So I get all like the best of both restaurants.
Totally.
It's so nice. Delivery comes to me and it's great.
I like going to Koreatown. Parking's a nightmare though.
Oh yeah. But like the karaoke?
I haven't done that in forever.
You have to go.
I love karaoke. I love
you
karaoke.
You do?
Yeah.
Me too.
I really do. I'm down to go.
No,
we
should go.
My ex-wife and I, we used to go karaoke all the time, and we also would go to those the rooms.
Private rooms. You can have like performance.
Oh my God, I have a crazy story about Koreatown. karaoke, and I haven't thought about this in a while, but the last time I went to one of those private rooms in Koreatown for karaoke, it was me, my ex-wife, and a bunch of friends. There was probably like six of us or something like that. We you know, we rented one of the rooms, and they give you, you know, we ordered like a bottle of vodka and like some appetizers or whatever, you know, whatever. Yeah. And, you know, we're all singing the karaoke. And then, like, I remember, like, there were all these, like, girls, like, lined up in the hallway somewhere. And then, like, we were there maybe 40 minutes. And then all of a sudden, SWAT teams came into the karaoke place. And they lined up all these girls that were, like, in, like, lingerie or whatever.
You're kidding.
And, like, there was FBI, there was SWAT, LAPD, like all this stuff, and we're in. We were the only ones there in this room, and like you know, we have a window, so we can see like what's going on, and we're like just like what the fuck is going on, you know?
Yeah.
And like literally, there was a raid of human trafficking going on at this place, and I guess there was a hotel above the karaoke place.
No way.
And they all came in, and then they the owners were like treating us like. They were just like, oh, do you guys need anything else? Like, there was, like, nothing going on. And we're all just like, we should get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, no, for real.
Right. And, like, we all were freaking out. And it was the same day as the, I think it was, like, the Women's Pride Parade or the Women's March downtown.
The Women's March? The Women's March.
Yeah, the Women's March downtown or whatever. It was, like, that was, like, that afternoon or whatever. And then, like, all of us, like, all the women that were with us were like, we don't, like, this is hard. Like, why are we here? Like, and then we're all like, I don't really want, we were all like, we don't want to support this establishment. Like, if they're, like, a karaoke place, but, like, fronting as human trafficking or whatever, you know? So, like, we made, like, a decision. We were like, we're not going to pay for any of this stuff.
Okay, yeah.
And we told the cops, like, the LAPD, we're like, hey, we're going to leave, and we're not paying for any of this stuff.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, they're like, that's on you. That's on your decision. Like, I'm not going to, you know.
You're not going to back me up.
Yeah. Like, they didn't want anything to do with that. Like, they were dealing with, the, you know, whatever. But I was like, we were just like, we're not going to pay. We don't want to support this place, human trafficking. So we all, like, then we just started, like, downing the vodka and eating everything. And then we're like, all right. Then we left. So that was, like, that was the last time I went to one of those rooms. But other than that, they're usually very pleasant and fun. And
that's
hopefully
wild.
There's not human trafficking going on in them. But
oh, my God, that's so wild.
Yeah, I know. It was crazy.
That doesn't even faze me sometimes. Like, that doesn't even, that thought doesn't even come into my head. We're like, oh, yeah, this could be a front for something
Well,
else,
Koreatown has a huge dark side, too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's, like, after hours, there's a lot of human trafficking going on. There's a lot of shady shit going on in Koreatown, but you don't really see it. You're like, oh, look, there's all you can eat barbecue and sushi.
Yeah, late night shit. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It is. Yeah. There's, like, you know, the coffee place that's cool, the Wii Spa, all that shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, it is a cool place, but it is a dark place too, I think.
Have you been to those spas? Like
Wii Spa, I went to Wii Spa once, or no? I've been there twice. Yeah, Wii Spa. That's the only one I've been to.
Yeah.
Spa, yeah.
I haven't been to that one. I've been to this other one. It was like an all-women spa.
All-women.
I loved it, though.
Wii Spa is co-ed.
Yeah.
But it's like, obviously everyone has like separate, you know, rooms. But there's a room where everyone can kind of like hang out.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
They have like, you know, a restaurant or whatever.
Oh, nice.
That you can like sit. There's like, I think they have like a sauna or like a clay room or whatever that's co-ed.
The
rooms. You can go and like sit with like your friend, your opposite sex friends or whatever. It's like
the new gender.
You have whatever they them
just the
whoever they, whatever they identify as, you know. I don't know. I haven't been there in a while though either, but I've gone there twice. Yeah There's a lot of cool little hidden gems in Korea. That's cool that you're not that far from there. That's I like that area.
Yeah
It's fun. Now, do you see yourself staying in LA for a while?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I originally graduated from college, the plan was to move to New York. I love New York.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not a winter person at all. So after living in the Midwest for like 9 years, tired of it. But New York is the only place where I would do it all over again.
Yeah.
And I just love the attitude of it. Like, I love
New York's fun.
It's so fun. It's so cool.
I grew up like 20 minutes from New York.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. New Jersey. Yep. And I always wanted to live there for a year at least, and then come out here. But then I moved out here when I was like 21. I got like an internship, and then, and then I just stayed and worked at that place.
Yeah.
So I was already here. So I was like, and I got the job, and I was like, I might as well just stay. So I just stayed, and then I've been here like 21 years.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I know. I've been here a long time.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So you're here for life, probably.
I don't know. I mean, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I've seen this city like in all different ways, like good times, great. Now it's like it's all right now, you know.
Yeah,
it's like
you're used
the
to
pandemic
it.
Back in like 2010 to like 14 was like a great time here, like mm-hmm. the city was thriving and
yeah,
everything was open late. You
that
know,
sounds fun.
Yeah, it was cool. And now yeah. it's like, it's a little, it's hopefully it bounces back. At some
yeah,
point.
But, right. But I was, I am kind of similar to me. Like, I had an internship right in between my junior and senior year of college here.
Right.
And I just loved it so much. And like, I was living with my aunt at the time in Woodland Hills. And like, I loved it. And,
yeah.
You know, and it's warm, you know, and yeah, some great weather.
The weather is the big thing. Yeah.
So I just, And then having to go back to Indiana for another year, I was like so depressed just thinking about it.
No,
like,
your family still lives in Indiana?
I had no family in Indiana.
North
Carolina.
Where do they live now? North Carolina.
They're in Virginia right now.
Now they're in
My
Virginia.
My parents just retired this past year.
Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have two older sisters.
Two older sisters. Mm-hmm. Three girls.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, how was that growing up?
You know, hostile. It was fun. But it was fun.
Are they like a lot older than you or like a similar age?
We're all 3 years apart.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's a good.
Spread
out a little bit. Yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah. My sister and I are 3 years apart. Yeah. I've
it's
sister.
Nice, right?
It like, is. It's not, good. Yeah. It's like, it's not like.
You relate a little bit.
You relate a little bit, but like, you're not like, you know, on each other's like, you know, birthdays or whatever, you know.
Yeah. There's an age gap for sure.
Age gap. Yeah. That's the good thing. That's awesome. So your comedy, I'm trying to think about your asshole story that you did on the live show.
Yeah, it was during the pandemic, and I like threw up in this guy's bed and then called him the wrong name during sex like the following
That's
week.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
All right,
good
so times. So if you want to elaborate more. All right, so you were seeing a guy, you threw up in his bed.
Yeah.
And then you called him the wrong name during sex.
Yeah.
That was all in the same night? I'm trying to remember.
No, was like 1 week apart.
How long did you date this guy?
I mean, like, date is a strong word. Right, you know, it was like lockdown up. Buddy.
Locked,
you know?
A pandemic
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah,
okay.
So, I don't know.
Convenient.
Probably like, I don't know, maybe 2 months or something
two months.
Yeah, because then I went home for a month. And then when I got back, we just never texted again.
Right.
Like, we never read up or anything. So, it was just like, it's over
so
with.
You got drunk.
Yeah, we would get drunk a lot. I don't know.
Well, there was to do.
Were you doing
much.
That too? Because I was getting drunk all the time.
Yeah, I think I almost became like an alcoholic during the pandemic.
Yeah, no, actually, like, it was like
I know my ex-wife did for sure. Yeah, that's another story. But, drinking and just, you know, cooking, and that was about it.
No, I was not cooking. No. What it was, because they were like, when did we lock down? March? It was like mid-March. March 14th, because I remember
No, it was, because I was in Mexico when...
Oh, no way.
When the states locked down.
No way.
I was in Mexico City.
Was it hard to get back?
No, but it was like, I remember everyone was, because Mexico was like 3 weeks behind.
Yeah.
Like the United States or whatever. Uh-huh. So like everyone, I was in Mexico City for like a week and a half or whatever. And everyone here was telling me, no, you don't understand. Like this is serious. Yeah. And I was like, what are you talking about? Everything's open.
You're in Mexico. I'm like, what do you mean?
You got like a margarita.
Yeah,
they were calling it coronavirus. And I was like, oh, I got a corona right here. Yeah.
Some virus,
and then people were like, "That's not funny, man." It's not.
Yeah,
I'm like, what
people
are
dying.
Yeah, Doug. and then they were like, "Oh, there's no toilet paper here," and I was like, "Wait, is it really
I
that bad?"
I totally forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and then I remember when I came back, they were like, "You need masks to get on the plane and all this shit." And I was like, "I don't know," and I couldn't find a mask.
Yeah.
And then I bought toilet paper in the Mexican airport.
Yeah,
and I brought it back with me on the plane because I had no idea what I was like flying into. I was like, "This is a disaster." Apparently, yeah.
And it was gone.
Yeah, it was
there
gone
was
by
no
the time I got back.
Paper at all. People were washing their groceries and shit.
Yeah,
the outside of the bag.
Oh, it was crazy. Yeah.
No, but yeah, so we were just drinking
a lot. I didn't have trouble getting back, but like when I got back, I was like, "Oh yeah, this is." And then I got back, and then 2 days later is when they shut down the city completely.
Oh, wow.
I got back just in time. And I was debating, like, do I stay in Mexico? Like, for a couple
weeks.
I almost did. I almost, because my best friend lives in Mexico City, and I was like,
oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah, maybe I should stay for like another week or two, you know, or whatever. And she's like, yeah, you could, you know. And I was like, all right.
She's like, yeah, you could.
Yeah, no, I know. But I was like, I don't know. I was like, but then if I had stayed, I probably wouldn't have been able to come back.
No, right. Imagine if you did. Like, you'd probably be there maybe now.
I don't know. I probably would just stay there. Yeah.
And become a citizen.
That's
you
what
love
she
it
did,
so
yeah.
much. Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So, but it wasn't, but yeah, it was crazy. It was like, I don't know. That was such a weird time.
It was scary. I mean, yeah. Like, it was just so uncertain. Like,
did you have a roommate or just this guy you're seeing?
No, I had two roommates. Two roommates, one bathroom.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no toilet paper.
Because you couldn't get it.
Yeah. Oh, we were fucked.
Yeah, that's hard. I was married at the time during that COVID mm-hmm. thing, but my ex-wife and I, we were living in a one-bedroom apartment like 3 months before COVID, mm-hmm. and then we moved to a little house in Hollywood that was a two-bedroom, two and a half bath. So we moved just in time to be locked down, because then we were locked down in that house for like, you know, another year or whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, it was a good time to move right before it all happened, because if it was the one-bedroom apartment, we probably would have killed each other, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Many people did.
Yeah. Yeah. So two roommates, one bathroom.
Yeah.
Did you know your roommates well?
Not really. I had worked with, it was a girl and a guy, and we all went to Indiana together, but okay. we didn't know each
college,
other.
College. Associates.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And the girl, she and I worked at a record store together. So, and she was looking for a third person for this house that she had found. And I was like, oh, I'm going to LA. Like, I'll be down, you know, but didn't know each other super well. We were just like work friends.
Yeah.
You know, and that turned out to be like a big disaster too.
Oh, man.
But it was just like, you know, you don't know somebody until you live with them fully.
Now, did you guys all get along during this time when you're locked up or?
No. I mean, we didn't all really get along beforehand either. It was kind of like, yeah, we like played teams a little bit. So it was like two against one.
Did you have a lot of friends in town at this point?
Well, I moved here in June 2019. I moved by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any family or friends. My aunt was living here for a little while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Drove out.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. No, it was great. Me and my Chevy Cruze. It was great.
And then you started making friends.
Yeah. I just said yes to everything. Like just anybody invite me to anything, big or small, I was like, yeah, I'm going.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Meet people.
So your roommates get on each other's case a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them would like break our stuff and then like not fess up to it.
Oh,
like, well, I know I didn't break my shit. And this girl's saying that she didn't. So, you know, what's the point?
That's a long time to live with, to be locked down with people.
Yeah. See them every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
It was. I mean, friendships were broken. You
survived though.
Hardly.
Yeah. It was such a weird time. It was either people were living alone, where I knew a lot of people that lived alone and they were like going nuts, like alone, because I couldn't go to a bar, they couldn't go to a restaurant, they could go to a park, maybe.
Yeah,
that's about
even
it.
Even for a little bit, like even the park's closed.
The parks
remember?
Are closed.
The beaches
you,
were
you
closed.
Can walk on the street, you know, whatever, you know. Yeah, I made a whole film during that. I went, and took my, I took my drone out in the city, and I filmed the whole city empty. It was actually a cool like week that I did that.
That's cool.
But yeah, like they were either living alone or they were with a significant other. And then they weren't with the significant other after the whole situation.
No, I feel like a lot of people broke up.
Or they did. Or they survived it. Or they ended up in a relationship because there was nothing else to do. Mm-hmm. And they all moved in with each other and had kids and whatnot. And, and now they're together. And it's either working or it's not. You know, like.
Yeah.
So it's like there was all these like weird dynamics of different people's like relationships and where they were.
People were getting desperate during that time.
They were.
Too. I mean, like people were stealing like crazy.
Stealing
and like
stuff.
Like scammers were out to get people.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you know, people were moving in with each other. Have you seen this? It's this woman on TikTok. She just like blew up because of her story. Risa Tisa.
The man, who did I marry?
Yes. She was a COVID relationship too.
She was.
Yeah. That guy moved in with her because they were going into lockdown.
He was like a liar or something, right? I didn't watch the whole thing, but I read something.
Oh, it's wild. Yeah. He made up everything. Everything
that's
he ever told her was a complete lie.
Yeah.
It was, and they were like a year together for like a year or two or something like that.
Yeah.
It was wild.
That's crazy. I mean, well, yeah, it's like a year or two. That's kind of quick, I guess. But I don't know. I got married after a year and a half. So who am I to say?
Oh, really?
And obviously it didn't last. So, it was a crazy time. But, you know, we all survived, or most of us survived it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously there's some fatalities, but not to get depressing.
No.
But I'm actually looking forward to the next pandemic. I kind of like the...
what do you think it's going to be?
I don't know. But, the one thing I did like about it, like, I was, like, cooking food and, like, grilling. And there was, like, time to talk to people. Like, you'd go on FaceTime or, like, there was, like, the...
Zoom.
There was the friggin' Clubhouse app, like, all that shit.
Oh, yeah. That was insane.
It was just, like... I don't know. I think it's still around, but no one uses it. But it was just, like... I don't know. It just like tested. Like the one thing I liked how clean the skies were in the air, the track. It was like a reset, you know,
it really was.
You connected with like, I don't know, family. You were able to talk to them more. No one was busy doing shit. I don't know. Then there was the government handout that everyone loved.
Oh, I loved that. I paid my rent for a full year just on the government assistance. Exactly. It was insane.
I know.
They were giving out so much money, too.
So much money.
It was insane.
Yeah.
I think it, like, woke a lot of people up, being like, oh, you had all this money beforehand?
I know.
Like, the government? I know. You weren't going to help me before?
It's crazy.
Funny how that works.
It's crazy. What's weird for me is that I was still working during the whole thing.
What were you doing?
I have my dog business. So I have a dog business.
Oh, okay.
And I was actually cool. Very busy working during the pandemic.
Oh.
But, nice. Yeah, it was weird. It was like, you know, it was, I don't know, like, yeah, my ex-wife was like, you know, she was working remotely, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was just, it was strange because, like, a lot of people had, I still had free time, but, like, it was like, you know, I was still, like, getting up every day and doing stuff, working.
So you didn't get the unemployment.
I did.
I
was still able to get it.
You were getting, you were working and getting unemployment. So you were living the life.
Oh, I fucking saved all that money.
Oh my God. That's so crazy.
I was like, this is a moment in time that's probably not going to happen again.
No, never. No, the government's never going to give us that much
ever
again.
Never again. No.
No.
That's why I mean the next pandemic. We should have something like, not that extreme or whatever, but like there should be like a reset. I think every 10 years, like everything shuts down for a month or something, you know, and like maybe there's some assistance, but like it's just like regroup, reassociate with like family members, take time for yourself, mental health.
Yeah.
You know, the air is clean for like, you know, a couple weeks, whatever. I don't know. Like just something like that. You know, I think the earth needed it. I think the human, you know, race needed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, like Europe kind of does something like that. They take August off every year.
Well, I don't know why we don't do that.
Sometimes
as an American, I'm like, we're crazy.
No, doesn't it suck sometimes?
It does.
And you're like, I don't understand. Like, we could be so much better than we are right now, but we just don't for some reason. I don't get it.
It doesn't make any sense. Now, have you traveled to Europe a bunch or no?
Yeah, a few times. Yeah.
What's your background? What are you?
So my dad is Turkish and my mom's side is German.
Turkish and German. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I couldn't. I was like, I don't know what you are.
I
was like,
just white.
Just white. Turkish and German. Okay, that's cool. Have you been to Germany or Turkey?
I have both. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've been to Germany. I've been to Turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I love Turkey. I've traveled a lot when I was pretty young.
Yeah.
So I don't remember like too many details from it.
Right.
And like, I'm so grateful that I was like, I had a family that was so blessed and fortunate to be able to take me on these cool trips. But I don't really remember it.
No, that's awesome.
I was too young.
Yeah, I know. Right. You got to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I'm like too broke to go back. I have to wait 10 more years.
I know. That's the only thing. Yeah. It's like, I know. It's like, I want to travel more too. And it's like, it's hard to get out of this city.
I've
noticed. It's like, it's really like, you really have to make an effort to get out of LA.
Yeah. Well, just like the drive to the airport is a fucking nightmare.
It traps you. It's just like, there's so much shit going on. Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy. All right. So asshole story. So you threw up in the guy's bed.
Yeah.
I go off on tangents. So.
Yeah, I know.
You threw up in the guy's bed. You called him the wrong name.
Yeah.
Was he sober or was he drunk too?
He was drunk
too. So did he realize that you called him the wrong name?
Yeah, because he brought it up to me because I didn't remember doing it. I blacked out. So like,
now was the other name someone else that you were kind of saying?
No,
or just someone on your mind?
No, I don't know. I've never met a person with that name.
You don't even know? Do you know the name that you called him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want me to say it was Malcolm?
Malcolm.
Yeah.
All right.
But I don't know. I don't know anybody named Malcolm.
You don't know Malcolm at all.
Malcolm X. So that's all I know. That's all I know.
That's who you're envisioning.
Yeah, I wish it was Malcolm X instead of whoever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so he gets pissed at you for calling him the wrong name, right? But didn't you leave the? Didn't you wait? What was the rest of the story?
No. Okay.
Wait.
So like the first, so like I threw up in his bed first,
right?
And that was like the week before.
Yeah.
And so like we're just drinking a lot, and this time it was like, you know, we had all of our pods in the mm-hmm. or like groups of friends, so like that we could see during the pandemic, during lockdown.
Right.
And so I broke mine for one night. I like lied to my roommates. So I was like, I just have to get away from y'all. So I went to like a wine night with like two of my other friends, and they lived in Koreatown.
Okay.
I'm in West Hollywood at the time.
Yeah.
And that guy that I was seeing was in East Hollywood, so it was like a good like little middle spot.
Right.
And he was like in my pod originally.
Mm.
So I'm texting him and whatever, drinking a lot of red wine. I hate red wine. I don't know why.
You don't like red wine?
No, I'm not.
That's all that was available.
I guess.
Everything
I don't know.
Was rationed, remember? Well, like,
whatever you could find, drink.
Yeah.
So I was drinking a lot of red wine, and you know, he's texting me, and like, you know, it's getting like a little hot and heavy and whatever. And I'm like, I love confidence so much. So he texts me saying something like, "Well, tell your friends not to go too hard because you're coming home with me." And I was like, "Yep." Yeah. I will do that.
Right.
And I did go too hard, but he picked me up and like, I'm like so drunk. Like it's like insane. Like I can't even like stand up straight or like really, I'm like dead at this point, like brain dead, nothing, no thoughts,
right.
Just, you know, seeing the 5 feet in front of me.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember if we hooked up, probably not, because I was just like a mess. Like, you're a mess. Like, yeah, a slinky of a person.
A slinky, like, of a person.
You know, just like, I not, can't that. Stand up straight. And I'm like falling all over the place. And we just, he puts me in bed and we go to bed. And I wake up at like 5 a.m, projectile vomiting, red wine.
Oh, the red wine. Yeah. All over the bed.
All over the white bed.
The white linens.
And that's not just the bed. It's like the wall and it's the floor and it's the window. It's like my vomit was like a magnet.
It's like
and
The Exorcist. Everything.
Yes. Yes. I was getting exercised. Yeah, exactly. It was awful. Man. It was like the most mortifying
moment
of my life.
Is he awake at this point?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I mean, you hear it, you know.
Oh, man. And is he just standing there like, what the fuck?
He was being very nice. Like, he was.
How did you meet this guy?
He was co-workers with one of my roommates.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm. And he had like also.
This was at his place. Yeah.
Yeah. And his roommate did move home. So like he was essentially living by himself.
Right.
It's already over everything. So like, it's not, there's no saving it. The situation, like a trash can't help me.
No,
you know?
you need like a cleanup crew in there.
No. Oh my God. Need a biohazard team for sure. Absolutely. But I'm like a little drunk still. And I'm like mortified. I know what's happening. So I just start like crying because I just don't know what else to do. And I start bundling everything. I start ripping the sheets off of his bed.
Yeah.
I grab everything that I can, like the pillow, the comforter, sheets, like everything. Bundling it all up, I get all my things together, and he's trying to calm me down. And he's being so sweet about it because he understands, and like, you know, you see somebody else, and like I'm obviously so embarrassed, and he gets that, and he knows I feel the guilt and whatever, and he's very nice about it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but like he's trying to calm me down. And he's like, and I'm trying to leave. Like, I'm trying to order a lift to go home. And he's like, you don't have to leave. Don't worry about it.
Right. He's trying to take care of you.
Yeah. But
he's like, I'll take care of you.
No, I think he wanted me to stay and clean up is what
right. So he wasn't like you that much where he's like, no, I got you. I got you, babe. Like,
no.
You
know, no. Oh my God. He wasn't like, oh, smart, sweet baby.
So he wasn't like holding you and holding up your hair.
No. Oh my God. No. I think like he threw me like paper towels and I was like, okay. Like, you know, I think like it was a little bit of the boats. Like he understood that I was embarrassed. So he wanted to like not make me feel embarrassed, but he was also like, you better clean the shit up, you know? And rightfully so. But I was like crying and sobbing. I was like, I just need to leave. I have to get out of here. Like, I need to go home, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
So I order the lift and I'm like carrying the sheets like this, like a big pile and everything. And I took his trash can, his bedroom trash can. And he's like, you're taking that too? And I was like, yeah, I'm taking everything. Obviously, you're getting these back. Maybe, who knows?
Right.
But I'm leaving the building. And right outside, and it's like dawn, you know, like it's 6 a.m. or something, super early. Like, nobody's awake or should be. And there's a group of homeless people right outside the door. And one of them is like, they're probably drunk themselves. And one of them just screams out to me like, oh, is that a gift for me? What do you got there, hun? And I'm just like, so all feeling all these emotions. I'm overwhelmed and I'm angry at myself. And now you. And I scream back at him saying, none of your fucking business. And I just get in my lift and I go.
And you take the sheets with you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So now the lift smells too now.
Oh, yeah, probably. I'm sure. And it's like 6 a.m.
And what do you do with the sheets? You just throw them out or you try to wash them?
No. I looked up the brand of sheet and they're real fucking expensive.
Oh, they were?
No. And I mean, it's red wine and your white sheets.
So this guy had nice sheets. So he wasn't like a broke kid.
No. Oh, no. He wasn't broke at all. No. It came from like a nice wealthy family. Oh, like went to Berkeley, like all this shit.
Oh, so Berkeley sheets. Yeah.
And they were Berkeley sheets. Exactly. So I paid him for the sheets, and apparently the amount that I gave him $100, and it wasn't enough.
No,
he said it wasn't enough.
Probably like $300.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, no, probably. Yeah, actually, I'm sure it was, but I don't know. And I was like, so, you know, just embarrassed beyond belief. Mortified isn't even the right word. I'm devastated, is what it is. And I just, I'm like, if he wants to talk to me after that, that's great. But if he doesn't, I get it. Like, no apology is enough.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But, like, paying you back, it just isn't enough. Like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened. So, but he reaches back out to me again, and he's like, don't worry about it. Like, I understand, and, you know, we're cool. I want to keep seeing you. And I was like, okay.
All right. So he's into you then. Even with the throw-up barf. Yeah.
I guess, but I don't even know.
You weren't that into him.
No, I was, but I was also, I was just so nervous. Like, you fuck up so majorly. And, like, I don't know. He's also, like, about 4 years older than me at the time. So I was just, like, younger person, older, cool guy. Clearly has a good head on his shoulders. And I just, like, ruined your room, you know? And he has to clean up my vomit. Like, it's so gross, you know?
Yeah.
And then.
Well, that's a relationship, though.
I guess. Cleaning up after each other.
You're like, is this too serious? Forget it.
I mean, I don't know. Like, it's too much. It's just so bad. You know?
So do you kind of like just ghost him, or like do you say like it's not gonna work out?
No. I kept seeing him.
Oh, you did?
All right. So then the following week, we're drinking again, a lot again, and I think he doesn't black out. Obviously, I did, but we're hooking up. And everything's fine and all good. And apparently I just called him the wrong name.
That's when you did the name thing. Yeah.
Malcolm.
Yeah. All right, Malcolm. Yeah.
And I don't know how I said it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what context or whatever. And I was even questioning him. I was like, are you sure I wasn't like slurring my words and that just happened to make sense or whatever? And he's like, no, you said it clearly. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, sorry.
Yeah.
Love you. Sorry.
Love you. Yeah.
But he asked me, he was like, who's Malcolm?
Who's Malcolm?
And I was like, I don't know. The first thought that came to my mind was like Malcolm in the Middle, that TV
Malcolm
show.
Middle.
And I was
yep.
like, because I've never met a Malcolm ever in my life. To this day, I've never met a Malcolm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't. I mean, I know one Malcolm.
Malcolm X.
No, I don't know him. Well, he's dead. But I work with a Malcolm. That was the only Malcolm
I know.
You
do?
Yeah.
You
just recently, though, I just met the first Malcolm I think I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah. After that, then we kind of slowed down.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm kind of a drunk mess right now.
Drunk mess.
All time, day.
And he moved on. And
you don't
talk to him anymore.
No.
So he won't hear this story.
I hope he does.
I want
him to know that I'm so sorry.
There you go.
I want to look into the camera.
Tag him.
So sorry.
You can find him on Instagram.
I was awful to you, and I deeply apologize.
There you go. See, there's an apology.
Love
Malcolm.
You.
Or okay. not Malcolm.
No, not.
I don't know his name. I'm going to call him Malcolm.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Well, see, that's that's what happens, I guess.
You get drunk all the time.
Yeah. Well, the drinking during the pandemic is, I've definitely thrown up a lot drinking over the years.
Oh, for sure.
I'm trying to remember if I've thrown up anywhere inappropriate. I think I have.
That used to be my reputation.
Really?
Yeah. Just in college.
Just getting drunk and then throwing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in college it was. Yeah, and it got so bad that like people stopped caring when I would throw up, and that's when I realized like this is bad.
I think the last I think I threw up like recent, like maybe this year or not within the year.
Mm-hmm.
I remember
the worst feeling.
I remember getting drunk and taking an Uber home. And then having the guy pull over and throwing up on the sidewalk or something like that.
Well, at least you did that.
No, I definitely was like, pull over because I don't want to, pay your cleaning car fee or whatever. I don't know when it was, though. I don't know. Like, it's like, it takes a lot for me to throw up.
Yeah. No, it takes nothing for me.
I think it's like, it's like mixing the different alcohols.
Yeah.
It's like, which you do when you're young. You drink, I don't know what your drink of choice is, but
tequila.
Tequila?
Yeah.
All right. So you start off with tequila.
Or Jaeger.
Jaeger.
I love Jaeger.
Oh, man, I hate that shit.
Well, everybody does.
I don't like it. I don't like the taste of
it. It's so sweet.
It's like licorice flavored, right?
Yeah.
Do you like licorice?
Not really.
See, I don't get that. Everyone I know, everyone hates the licorice candy, like the flavor, like the Twizzler or whatever.
Well, you don't want to eat it, but you can drink it.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I mean, like, what sounds better? A shot of vodka or a Jaeger bomb?
Or a vodka candy?
Yeah, vodka candy.
Yeah, no, I get a Jaeger bomb.
I'm not doing like straight Jaeger. No, it's like a Jaeger bomb.
What about Fireball? You like that shit?
I don't, but I'll do it.
You will?
I used to. I used to like do it all the time. Indiana.
So you're a big drinking girl.
I don't know. I mean, I smoke more than I drink.
Weed. Weed girl.
Yeah.
Drinking. Yeah.
Drinking is just too heavy.
Do you smoke or do you do edibles?
Smoke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Edibles don't do much for me.
Really?
Yeah, I have to have a lot of them.
I prefer an edible over the. I mean, I can do the vape pen.
Oh, yeah.
I can do that. Like, I had a friend who used to give me the bowls all the time, and like, they started hurting my lungs after a while. And I was like, oh, this is too much.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't do it all the time, you're like, and I can't drink and smoke anymore. I have to pick one.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. I've tried to do both a couple times. The last time I did it at the improv, I smoked and then drank, and I got so fucked up I had to leave because I was like, I don't even know where I am.
Yeah, no, you. It's like it's at the end of the night.
Yeah, and then my friends over there had to text me, be like, did Doug die?
Yeah.
Like,
where is Doug?
Yeah, I just like disappeared at one point. So I have to pick one or the other.
Yeah.
So usually. I don't know. I can kind of do like a half edible and drink a little bit, but I can't. If I smoke the joint or the bowl or whatever, like that wrecks me plus drinking. Mm. Like that's too much for me.
Yeah, it puts me over the edge.
Yeah.
But I kind of like that.
It's supposed to take you off the edge, weed, I thought. but I don't know.
Oh, but like drinking then smoking?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, that puts me over the edge.
That's too much. Yeah.
Right, but then it puts me to sleep. So you always do at the end of the night when you're like on the way home.
On the way home.
Going.
Do you, do you do like a hybrid or like a...
Yeah, I like hybrids a lot.
Yeah, I have to do a hybrid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really notice it though.
Indica once in a while, dude. Like if I'm in, if I'm going to sleep, mm-hmm. like I've taken a puff of that before, like just going to sleep. Mm-hmm. Sativa gets me too crazy. I can't do that.
I don't know the difference between any of them. Like I don't feel a difference.
You don't feel the difference. You
no,
feel the
not
same.
Really? No. No, but I also like cheap weed, so like it's cheap probably weed. All the same shit anyway. So whatever.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't. I know nothing about like. Oh, this is the high quality grade. Like I have no clue.
Oh, you'll feel it though.
You'll feel it, but yeah. I have no clue. Like you're going into the weed store. I'm like,
oh
I don't
my fucking god. Know. You ever like, go into MedMen?
I've been into MedMen. Yeah.
I love it there because they're so like particular about it. Like they love to show you like the nugs or like whatever they like to call it. And they get so into it. They're like, look at this.
I'm
like,
yeah. Ooh. I like the smell. Yeah, I like the. So I like, cool. I'm like, oh, this is like pineapple flavor.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that smells good.
Yeah, yeah. You know. Yeah, sure. Looks good.
Whatever works. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Yeah, everyone's like, well, like some of these places give you like discounts and stuff all the time. Like cookies. That place on Melrose.
Oh, yeah.
They have a card now. Like if you work
rewards card or some shit.
It's like a metal like credit card or something. But it's like
you're kidding.
Apparently they're only giving out like 200 or something like that. And like it's for people who work in the area or live in the area off Melrose. So I think since I'm at improv we can get them or whatever. But like I guess it's like 30% off and then 20% off for life or something like that.
For life?
For life, what? Yeah. But I'm like, I don't smoke enough to be like, oh my God, you know, like this. I have a bunch of weed over there that like I haven't even used. It's just It's just like people come over and they're like, oh, I'll have some. Okay. I'm like, yeah, I have it. I don't use it that much unless like someone's over.
It's for the guests.
I love that.
Good host. You're such a good LA host.
We usually like try to, like when there's people here actually, like we drink on this thing. You have to come back when we have like co-hosts and stuff because it gets crazy sometimes.
No, wait, can I recommend a dispensary to you?
Yeah.
It's right by my house. It's right off of Western and Melrose. Mm. Western and Melrose. It's so great. It's called Smartweed.
Smartweed.
Yeah. It's like super grungy. It's like a little scary. You have to walk down a really long hallway. Really? And there's like a security guard like decked out and like all the armor and shit. But it has such great deals. It has like low grade and high grade weed. And the best deals,
like those are the places you have to go.
They're the best.
Yeah.
Like skip MedMen. You don't need to
skip MedMen or cookies. Like some of these are. What's the place up the street I've gone to? The
Sweet Flower? It's not there anymore.
That's not there anymore. But there's a place. It's another chain. The Artist Way or whatever.
Oh, Artistry.
Artistry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Way. No, that's a program. Artistry. Yeah. Like those places are like fancy high end.
Like doctor's office.
Like doctor's office. Yeah. Like you're going to a spa. Like go to the place that like looks like you might get mugged going into.
The creepy places. The sketchier, the better.
Really?
Yeah. No, but this place does. It's so great. They do, what is it? Oh my God. It's 7 joints for $15.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing.
That's great.
They're like full grams.
See, I never know what I'm buying either. I got to go in and like get advice from the people or whatever.
They do deals.
Or I go with someone that knows what the fuck the shit is.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. All right. So Jaeger and tequila and weed. What else? Do you do anything? You don't do any hardcore shit, right?
No. The hard stuff scares me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
me too.
It's too much.
It's too much.
I've never even tried. It's just like the thought of it freaks me out.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't try. No. Yeah, no, it's I get freaked out with that stuff. I'll have like panic attacks just thinking about that shit.
Oh yeah, and I think I'm gonna die. I think the first time I ever do a hard drug, I will die.
Yeah, yeah. I have no reason to do it.
I have done shrooms though.
Shrooms I've had.
I was on a shrooms kick for like 4 months.
I don't really consider that a hard drug. I guess, but it's like, I guess it's like it's a little
harder,
little more than weed, but like it's like but even that freaks me out a little bit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I got to be in the right environment or whatever.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But, like, I see, I know people that, like, tell me that they've done, like, ayahuasca and shit. And I'm like, that sounds awful.
No, they're, I can't handle that.
They're like, you have to have someone else, like, there to take care of your body for the whole night.
Like a guide. You need, like,
you need a guide to hold you the whole night. And, like,
that sounds terrible.
I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, that sounds awful.
And you put yourself through that?
Yeah.
Willingly? Like, that sounds terrible.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like a nightmare.
I'd rather just die.
Yeah, no. Honestly, that's living a nightmare.
I remember, like, the first one or two times I smoked weed in college, you know, I had, like, a huge, like, water bong hit or some shit.
Same.
And I thought I was going to die. Like, I was tripping so hard.
It hurts, right?
It hurt.
Yeah.
I was coughing for, like, it felt like 5 hours. I couldn't stop coughing.
Right.
And then I also felt like I was going to die. I was that high. Yeah. I felt like I was dying.
It's like fire in your lungs.
Yeah, it's
fire
crazy.
In your esophagus too.
It's crazy.
The first time I got high was from a bong, and I told everyone in the room I could feel the hair growing out of my head.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just start saying crazy ass shit.
And they're all like, "You're so stupid."
I know.
Yeah, but whatever.
That's the thing. I haven't smoked in a while, so I feel like if I go, I did an edible not too long ago.
Yeah.
And that's kind of chill for me. But if I went back to smoking, I feel like I might have one of those trippy moments again until I get used to it again.
You probably feel really good. You'd be like giggly and like, you know, it's just like very light.
I'm like a happy drunk. Like, I'm like a happy like high guy. Like I don't get like moody or crazy. Like, you know.
No, that's the best.
The people that get like, you know, violent or like in a bad mood, it's like,
yeah,
fuck that shit.
Have you seen like angry drunks at the improv? I'm sure you have.
I've seen a lot of angry drunks in my life. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and then, you know, you realize, all right, this is someone you got to get away from.
Yeah. Keep an eye on it.
Like, they're good for, like, the first three drinks, and then afterwards you're like, all right, see you later.
They just, like, flip on you.
They flip.
It's
a, bad alcoholic or whatever. Yeah, it's a problem. Yeah. No, there's definitely bad drunks at the improv, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not me, though.
But there's a lot. No, not you. Well, I don't think I've seen you drunk.
I've been drunk so much.
I'm sure, yeah.
Brian can tell you.
Yeah. I know. I feel like you guys, well, you hang out with Evan a lot there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's coming on the podcast next week.
Oh, is he really?
Two weeks. Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited to have him on. Yeah, he's
my
great.
Bestie.
Yeah, you guys are like besties, right?
Yeah.
You guys met at Hollywood Comedy?
No, we met at this other open mic. It's not around anymore, but it was called Next Up. It was in North Hollywood, and it was, like, just out of a small garage, and, yeah, it was really fun. It was, like, a really fun environment for a long time, but it just kind of...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, drinking, and what else do I want to talk about? all right, let's see. So, that was your biggest asshole moment that you revealed. That's a pretty good one, I'd say.
Yeah, it's kind of recent, too.
It's not too long.
Somewhat
ago.
Recent.
Yeah, were you, like, an asshole kid growing up, or no?
I was an angry kid growing
angry?
Up. Yeah, I had like a real bad temper.
Really?
Yeah, it was just, I don't know, like little things would set me off. And being the youngest of
you're the youngest.
Girls.
That's
and like
be,
girls
that's...
know how to push your buttons,
right,
you know, and
right.
they know how to pick at you.
Yeah.
And like my sisters would purposely like get me angry and then call me bipolar and be like, something's wrong with you. Like you should be fine. And I was like, but you're messing me up.
Yeah.
You know how to piss
that's
me
kinda,
off.
Yeah, because the youngest.
And that makes me even more
the
mad
youngest
that you're
girl
like,
out of three. That's yeah that's tough. Growing up, I would say, because they're just giving you shit, right? Just teasing you.
Just picking on you. Every single thing about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, verbal insults were insane in my house.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was fun.
Do you get along with your sisters now? Are you close? Yeah, good.
Yeah. Yeah, in adulthood, like, we're so much better. But, like, yeah, as a kid, as a teenager.
As a kid, yeah.
And, like, my oldest sister was, like, my biggest bully for a long time. So, like, and, like, your family really toughens you up for the real world, you know?
Isn't that weird how, like, growing up, like, siblings are just awful to each other?
Yeah.
And then at some point, it just is like, no, you're the best thing. Like,
yeah.
Like, we're so lucky to have each other, you know? It's like... It's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I do wish I had a brother for a long time.
Yeah.
But I felt like I was kind of the brother of the family,
right.
like, for a while. But, right. like, it was just, it's tough. And, like, growing up in Texas and, like, you know, Texas makes you tough as well. But then moving to Michigan, like, it was so different.
Yeah, very different.
Yeah, and, like, my oldest sister went off to college at that point, so it was just me and my middle sister. And then she left after 2 years to go to college, so it was just me and my parents
there you go.
For a long time.
There you go. Well, Katie Bingle. I like your name, too, by the way.
Thank you.
Katie Bingle. It's a fun name.
Thanks.
Right?
Kind of like up, down. I like it.
Katie Bingle.
Katie Bingle.
Yeah. It's catchy.
Thanks.
It's a catchy name. Yeah, I like it. So what is next for you? You have your show and then
Hot Girl Hour.
When is the next Hot Girl Hour?
That's this Friday.
Oh, it's this Friday.
Actually, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right. I'm actually missing it. I'm missing my own show. I'm going to be at the Improv.
Oh.
I'm doing Keto's show.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, on Friday.
Friday 7:30.
Okay, yeah, awesome.
The lab.
What is it? Behind the lines, right?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I'm sad to be missing my own show, but I'm getting a great guest host.
You get to do a spot at the Improv. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
It works out.
Perfect. All right. Cool.
My hotties. I'm gonna miss my hotties.
Oh man, how are they gonna survive without you?
I don't know. Who's gonna bring the slut energy?
I'll have to come see your next. Hawk, I'll go see when you're on it, obviously. I don't want to go see when you're
April.
There. In April?
Yeah.
All right. It's once a month.
Yeah, it's monthly.
Yeah. All right.
That's April 5th. Awesome. Be there.
April 5th.
You can be on it. You want to be a hot girl?
I'll be a hot girl.
You want to be a little slutty? Slutty on stage?
I'm going to be out of town April 5th.
No.
But I would love to
be
do it sometime.
Be in town. Cancel your trip.
I'm gonna be
what are you doing?
I'm going to be in Alaska.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm doing Basshole in Alaska.
Okay, we'll be a hot girl in Alaska. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. You should bring hot girl to Alaska.
Oh, some, yeah. That would be fun.
You know, thaw out the tundra with the roster
with my hot girl comics. Wait, that's kind of a fun flyer. Right? That would be fun.
Yeah, it would be fun.
Okay, yeah. Put it in the books. I'll do
there
it.
You go. Submit next year to the festival up there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Hot Girl Hour is monthly at the Hollywood Comedy, and then you'll be at the Improv this Friday, mm-hmm. and then you're just all over the place doing shows, pretty mm-hmm. much, right?
Yeah. I'm gonna be back at the Improv on the 21st as well. March 21st. Yeah. Right. Zhao Ying and friends.
Okay. Zhao cool. Summers, yeah. Are you do her show often?
No, I just started this year. She had me on once before, and it went really well. And and I like her a lot. So.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, she's fun. She's
I worked at the Hollywood Comedy for like a hot minute.
Oh, really?
Like right after pandemic when they reopened or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Because I lived down the street from it at that point.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
Yeah,
it's a great spot.
And I hosted an open mic there for maybe 3 weeks.
Oh yeah.
And then I just stopped. I was like, then I became too busy, and I was like, all right.
Yeah.
But the first, I remember that. Yeah, I remember. Johnny's great, but like, yeah, the first night I did it was like I was hosting like the 6 p.m. to the late whatever.
Oh,
it was.
The late. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know how the keys in the lockbox or whatever to open mm-hmm. the thing or whatever, and the last mic I go to close, and the key's not there, and I'm like, who has it?
Someone
and
has it in their pocket.
The guy before me. I'm not gonna mention the name, but you know who he is. no, I will mention his name. Fuck it, Ryan, the cable viewer.
You're kidding.
He fucking left and took the key with him, and then I call him. I'm like, dude, do you have the key to close this place? This is like my first time doing it. He's like, oh fuck. He's like, yeah. He's like, I'm really far. He's like, I had to take an Uber or whatever.
Oh my god!
And I'm like, it's like, well, I think it's like almost midnight now because the last thing was that 11 o'clock when they had that 11 thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, I'm like calling Zhao Ying and like, no, she's not answering. And I'm just like, dude, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here now.
It's late.
You know, it's like
pain.
Now it's late, and it was still COVID because there was like crazy people walking around outside and shit.
Yeah.
So eventually he came, but he had to take an Uber back or whatever, and give me the key, and then I locked it up and. It was a waste of time, but it was like, I was like, man, come on, dude. I was like,
yeah, it's like the end of the night and you're like pissed off.
It was
like,
horrible.
This is the absolute last thing you have to do.
It was
and you can't just leave it.
So you can. Like, yeah, someone's going to go in there and squat or whatever.
Yeah,
you know.
No, every day. That happens every day out there.
So that was like my first experience and I lasted doing that for like 2 weeks and I was like, all right.
So that happened. You're like, fuck this. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was fun. I mean, you know, only because I was down the street. It is a good mic. I like going there.
It is. Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah. So. All right. Anything else you want to plug?
I don't know. You can follow me on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Instagram. Your Instagram is at Katie Bingle.
Yeah. Just my first and last name.
Great name. Yeah. Great Instagram name.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. This was so fun,
Doug. Of course. Yeah.
I really loved this.
All right. Cool. Awesome. I'm glad you had fun. All right. Well, check out Katie Bingle on Instagram and all her shows coming up. And follow the Basshole Show. Don't forget to subscribe and all that good stuff. And remember, don't be a basshole. But if you are, laugh about it. Ciao.
You've been listening to I'm a Basshole with Doug Bass. Follow us on Instagram at Basshole Show. Think you deserve to be on the show? Email us at contact@bassholeshow.com and visit our website at www.bassholeshow.com and get the latest information. Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast fix and don't miss the full videos on YouTube. Remember, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it. We'll see you next time.